Penguin Random House presents Where Are My Lesbians? By Srishta from 11 Ways to Love. Read by Swasti Sri Sharma. I looped your laughter into couplets and tried to keep them in tune through distance and silence. The lip sync of a laugh almost gone faint. Sometimes we still fall into perfect rhyme. Mostly we refrain. Sharanya Manivandan. Where are my lesbians? Author Srishta. In February, I am consumed by sudden sadness. For someone who prides herself on compartmentalizing her life, this is horrible timing. I have multiple applications due for jobs that will allow me to stay on in the US, a final portfolio due for my writing workshop, and visa stuff to handle so I can go back to Delhi for the summer. Instead, I keep asking myself why I'm scared to go back home. Instead, I have exactly 1 month to prepare for the grand arrival of the breakup. Instead, I sit and sob for hours till I feel like I can't move or don't need to move, or maybe I just don't want to. I have my own guilty pleasures that I use to first console myself and after to cringe and shake my head at. My secret thrills lie in web series found on YouTube. Any web series, the worse, the better. They are usually all the same. There's one backdrop, maybe three characters, a shitty camera, and lots of background noise. Quite similar to bad, unhealthy porn. In February, I discover Carmilla. It's a Canadian web series set in Austria about a group of students investigating several disappearances at their university. The lead investigator or student in the first season falls in love with the prime suspect, who, we later find out, happens to be a vampire. It's horrible, and the dialogues are cringeworthy, and it's exactly what I need to immerse myself in to avoid my own life. I take my immersion into pop culture very seriously. I do my research and find out the show is an adaptation of a gothic novella by Sheridan Le Fanu. I discover that even though the director had her heart set on Austria, none of the actors even bothered trying an Austrian accent. I Google these things. I read the novella. I waste my days on fruitless research. Like any self-respecting millennial, my sexual awakening was aided by films and books. The first romantic film with two female leads I watched was called Imagine Me and You. It was cheesy and predictable, and I loved every second of it. I'm glad it was my first film, because it made me realize what was missing in the next 200 films that I watched. Happiness. And queer women who lived till the end of the movie. If they weren't dying, they were depressed. If they survived, they still had their hearts broken. It is a fact that if there's a queer woman on a TV show or a movie, she is more likely to die than any other character. If she's non-white, double it. Since 1980, at least 156 queer women have been killed off, with 10 dying in 2016 alone. Films that revolve around queer women follow one of two trajectories: closet narratives, where they are finding themselves, and at the end of the film are brave enough to come out, or heartbreaking narratives, where mostly because of the closet, but sometimes for other reasons, the queer character's death is used to advance the plot. Perhaps I'm just trying to defend my poor choice in YouTube web series. But there is something comforting in the idea that the first vampire in the history of literature, Carmilla predates Dracula by 26 years, was a woman and a lesbian. I think I will continue to watch Carmilla after all, despite the horrific dialogue and the poor lighting, because after everything, after years of looking for people like me in texts and hoping they survive, there is something to say about a queer immortal who simply cannot be killed. When Shai and I first started dating, movie nights almost always led to stale arguments. In general, I refuse to fast forward anything. She needs to skip to the end in order to gauge if she wants to donate 2 hours to a film. I need subtitles because I am so scared I'll miss out on an important dialogue. She likes to read, cook, and do a million other things while watching TV. We strike a compromise, each choosing a film 1 week. Instead of films and shows we want to watch, we show each other our histories. She shows me the first film that made her want to be a writer. I show her the only movie whose ending makes me cry. We converse with each other through fiction, make up on the times we've missed by draping our secrets over the plasma screen. Sometimes there are queer characters in these. Mostly, they are unhappy. In New York on my own, after a particularly horrible film where not one but two queer couples end up broken-hearted and one dies in a bomb blast, I refuse to move from the couch until I have changed the world. I spend the night drafting synopsis of us, stories about anything but us coming out, or breaking up, or our friends dying. Two undergrads take a post-colonial course by a neoliberal gay man. They find themselves and each other, navigating the difficulties of a queer relationship, a documentary. I just want her German Shepherd to like me, Srey says. Shai and Srey try dating each other despite living oceans apart. They live happily ever after. Apart from web series, I allow myself one luxury. Superheroes. As someone who had been used to following their elder brother around everywhere and mimicking everything he did, I grew up on comics. I have extensive lists of desired superpowers, desired superheroes. During the spring of the big bad breakup, I watch my white women kick ass. On Netflix's Jessica Jones. On the CW's Supergirl. Fan fiction loves queering superhero shows. And I love reading about queering superhero shows. Did you know? My roommate asks over dinner one day. Most of the fan fiction is about adopted sisters being in love with each other. She wrinkles her nose. Isn't that a little gross? Both shows have a foster family who took the protagonists in after their real parents died. Both shows place a very important role on this relationship. I suppose I understand how important it is to elevate this sense of female camaraderie, these homosocial relationships. I should, at least, as someone who's always talking about the importance of community. Instead, I just find myself wondering about these groups online who imagine sisters to be in love with each other. How driven to desperation must we be that we look for representations of ourselves everywhere we can? The CW, a channel which hosted the first bisexual lead in the history of TV, she died from a stray bullet last year, says they are thinking of introducing a queer character on one of their superhero shows. And the online bets have started. Who do you think is most likely to come out this season? How soon do you think they are going to kill her? I tell Shai about this when she calls to discuss season 2 of Supergirl. It's been a particularly bad week for us. I'd love a queer character on Supergirl, but I can tell...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?